silver rat pill hardcoreism. House lady.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with it. See, you think of the devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
So here is the account about this.
If you will listen, you will listen.
Yes, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Please, figure what I'm talking
every chance you get,
you
every minute.
It's a big joke.
You will keep your radio and you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
You think it's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
Yes, you are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with me, your host, V. And I'm also joined by my co-host, Rob D.
Hi, yes, folks.
All right. And I want to just hop into this episode. I'm very excited about this. I want to continue to reveal the mysteries of the world to you, the modern day mysteries. Now, I have made the promise. I know it seems like I talk a lot of trash, but I back it up. I've never been the one to talk and not walk the walk. That's just not me. I usually walk the walk, then talk the talk. But, you know, as I've stated before, with these intelligence agencies, the shadow government, okay, me being a targeted individual, I'm not one to just be targeted and sit and take it. Oh, I target right back. Oh, yes, I do. And when I target, I come out with the big guns. Okay? There's no secret that the NSA has that I don't know about. Okay? I know I got it all. I got... Oh. And we have Dr. Kelly joining us late here. Hello, Dr. Kelly.
Hey, I'm so glad that you're covering this topic, because one of my questions is birdshot, buckshot, or slug better for the 5G digital LED streetlight? And thank you for your thoughts.
Shotgun. It's got a wider damage area.
And I'm looking for, like, you know, the Ted Nugent.
I think the birdshot.
That's
be more likely to take the emitter.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to blow it out of the sky. Kablooey.
Yeah.
Well, if it's large enough, you want to go with the slugs, be able to take it out completely.
Take out the slugs.
Over that spread area, it takes, you know, some of that force away. So you got to be very close to it if you want to use that burst shot. But anyhow, back to what I was saying. We have a little internet mystery here that I'm going to solve for you here on the air. Right here on the air. Now, knowing who I am and what I've been through, it's not going to be much of a mystery. But to the rest of the world, the rest of the world has their heads, you know, swimming in circles, wondering what happened to CEO Aaron Valencia. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
In early October of 2019, a young CEO by the name of Aaron Valencia was on a business trip from Utah to California. The 33-year-old was to participate in a 3-day workshop and tech conference with other businessmen and women. Her company, Tinker Ventures, had previously endorsed brain-machine interface technology that dealt with machine learning and neuroscience. After frantically calling her parents, exclaiming, "It's all a game, it's a thought experiment, we're in the Matrix," Valenti misses her flight home and is found dead a few days later, leaving behind a very strange mystery. What happened to Aaron Valenti? Aaron Valenti grew up in Fairpoint, New York, and was described as being smart, energetic, and full of crazy ideas. She was a graduate in business administration from Georgetown University, and attended classes in Chinese language, culture, and business practices. Aaron was also an advocate against human trafficking, and a volunteer for Not For Sale, a nonprofit organization that fights against human trafficking and modern-day slavery. Her husband, Harrison Weinstein, is a psychologist who insisted that his wife had no history of mental illness, hospitalization, substance abuse, or arrests. She was completely normal. The two eventually moved to Salt Lake City, Utah, where Aaron started up Tinker Ventures, a web development company that now employs over 120 people. The business notably recruited a remote staff of engineers from Pakistan, and was very profitable, according to close friends of Aaron. In 2019, Aaron planned a business trip to Orange County for a tech conference, and then to Silicon Valley to meet with friends. Her last post on Facebook was on September 25th, and it stated, "Heading to San Francisco and Los Angeles soon. Who's around? DM me." On the week of October 1st, 2019, Aaron flew to Orange County, California for a professional development workshop. Her mother, Agnes Valenti, recalled that Aaron sounded very excited about her trip during their phone call, that she couldn't wait to get home and start something new. A few days later, she flew to Silicon Valley to visit old friends and former colleagues. Finally, on October 7th, Aaron made a series of strange phone calls to her husband, Harrison, and her mother. They described the way she spoke as being out of character. Her words were reportedly fast and erratic, and that what she was saying wasn't making much sense. Notably, Aaron told her mother, "It's all a game, it's a thought experiment. We're in the Matrix." Aaron also stated that she was going to miss her flight, and that the vehicle she was driving was low on gas. Her husband and mother took turns talking to her on the phone until midnight. After that, their calls went straight to voicemail. They would not hear from her ever again. Later that night, Aaron missed her flight from the Palo Alto Airport to Utah. She was reportedly last seen at Almaden Expressway and Camden Avenue in San Jose, California, wearing a white t-shirt and ripped up blue jeans. Her case was sent to the San Jose Police Department, and 5 days later, she was found dead in the back seat of a rental vehicle in an Almaden neighborhood. There were no signs of physical assault, and no drugs in her system either. Shortly after their phone call, Valenti's family went to the police in search for Aaron. The family gave details about her rental vehicle, including the make, model, and license plate. The police actually managed to speak to her through the phone that night, but also found her communications to be bizarre. Weinstein contacted Verizon Wireless and found out that the last place Aaron's cell phone had signal in was on Menlo Drive, north of the Almaden Expressway. Her phone also pinged a few times up north, before shutting off. Officers investigated both areas, as well as nearby hospitals for several hours, but found nothing. Interestingly, her rental vehicle did not have any sort of tracking device on it. The family also attempted to locate her phone using apps such as Find My, but were unsuccessful. Despite the fact that Aaron was clearly in danger, the police supposedly did not report an official missing persons case until Thursday, October 10th, 2019. By that point, the family hadn't heard from Aaron for 3 days. This is due to the police believing that her disappearance was not a top priority, simply because she was an adult and could have just decided to take a few days off. Sounds crazy, but people have voluntarily disappeared on their own accord, because of an abusive partner, home life, or such. As noted by spokeswoman Sergeant Melody Gray, "If you're over 18, you have the right." However, Given that Aaron was the CEO of a fairly large web development company that worked on contract, not subscriptions, and that she was even set to receive an award for her entrepreneurial excellence a mere 2 days later, it's highly unlikely that she would choose to leave. Still, when the police eventually did file her disappearance, they described her as being voluntarily missing and didn't actively search for her. Disappointed with the police's lack of effort, Aaron's family created a Facebook page called Help Find Aaron Valenti. The page garnered the attention of locals from the Bay Area who volunteered in the search. Some families drove around in pursuit of Aaron, while others incorporated the use of drones. Despite all their efforts, Aaron remained missing. That is, until a few days later, when one of the volunteers from Facebook located Aaron's gray SUV parked at a residential street in a quiet San Jose neighborhood, around half a mile away from her last known location. After looking inside, her body was found in the back seat of the vehicle. The coroner's office hadn't yet officially identified the body, but Valenti's family was able to confirm that it was her. An investigation by the San Jose Police Department found no evidence of foul play, and blood tests determined that there were no drugs or substances in her system. At the time, officials were not able to determine Aaron's exact time of death, nor how long she was in her car before being found. We now know that her vehicle was parked on the street for 5 days, following an extensive investigation. This means that, shortly after Aaron's phone call with her family, she missed her flight home, parked at a nearby neighborhood, jumped in the back seat of a rental vehicle, died somehow, and remained completely unnoticed for several days. Residents of the quiet neighborhood struggled to rationalize what could have happened. It's really strange, bizarre, foggy to me, because this kind of stuff just doesn't usually go down in Almaden. What else seems weird is that none of us noticed, and we're a pretty tight neighborhood, so I'm pretty tripped out. Aaron's father, Joseph Valenti, firmly believes that the San Jose Police Department completely mishandled her daughter's case, and wished that they had acted more aggressively. It's difficult to know exactly what happened the week Aaron went missing, but most sources say that the police did not do as much as they should have.
Okay, so I want to go ahead and say, Mike, can we please skip the upcoming break? I'm going to chop on this. Okay, so we have a CEO, white, blonde woman, white, blue eyes, blonde hair, go missing, okay? I'm going to take this backwards, okay? Not being able to be found by police. Now, I know, as a homeless black man, I couldn't park my car anywhere and lay in the back seat for an hour without some police officer tapping on the glass telling me to move it along. I couldn't park anywhere. I was harassed to hell. So for the idea of the police, and yes, they put out no effort to find this lady. I don't know anywhere in the United States where a CEO who's a blonde white woman, where the cavalry is not dispatched, where the National Guard is not dispatched to find someone like this. Okay? Odd, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Very odd. So, okay, now let me pick you back up from the front. Aaron was a CEO of a company, and her company dealt with BCI, Brain Computer Interface. Okay. Now, you guys know what I talk about on this show with the NSA Remote Neural Monitoring Program, the Targeted Individual program. See, the thing about this technology is that the CIA, the NSA, they have this mind network, okay? That's what it's called. And there are other companies around the world. I mean, naturally, that's going to progress to develop this kind of technology. And the thing about it is, as these different tech firms, different tech companies come close to being in the realm of what the shadow government has, well, one or two things happen. The owners of these companies, the CEOs of these companies, are brought into these special events. And they are confronted by CIA or NSA operatives. They are let in on the secret of the mind network. They have a choice. You join them or you die. Okay, so looking at Erin Valenti, she seems like a very sweet person, a very loving person, a very innocent person. She said no. She wasn't going to do it. She was not going to be brought into the fold with her company. And therefore, well, she freaked out and, called her people, called her family, said, we're all living in the Matrix, because she knows each and every one of us are connected to this mind network, the NSA's remote neural monitoring program. She knew not to take that flight home. She knew not to be anywhere where she was expected to be, which is why she got a rented car and tried to drive away instead of flying home. Now, she died one of two ways. There's the CIA's way of killing people. They have their untraceable poisons. They give you an injection. It's not traceable. Actually, anybody can make it. It's actually quite public now. Who was Uncle Fester who wrote Anarchist Cookbook? Okay, Uncle Fester, the king of poisons, wrote down the formula for this, okay? And it's not traceable. So it was either that or she was soft-killed by the NSA using, well, frequency nanofluidics. You see, we have this accumulation of nanoparticulates, aluminum nanoparticulates, in our bloodstreams. Yes, me, you, my host, everybody who breathes the air. So they're dumping the stuff on us from the airplanes. Now, as our blood is saturated with this, they use something called nanofluidics, which they can bombard someone with a frequency and have these nanoparticulates clump up together, and they can clump up in your bloodstream. This causes suffocation in the human body.
Yeah, let's just face it. Our oppressors have all sorts of ways to kill us with plausible deniability, where they could say, oh, it's just a natural cause, from whether it's a frequency that can actually remove oxygen from the environment around you, which some of the 5G tech can do this, whether it's a heart attack gun, which is an EMF-type device that you aim at somebody, pull the trigger, and it sends out a frequency that kills somebody with a heart attack. Yes, they have poisons that you can't trace. At the end of the day, she was dealing with a technology that's usually top secret, a DARPA type thing, and maybe she was made an offer that she refused for her business stuff, for her stuff. Also seen, what didn't they briefly mention in that video that you didn't play in the clip, that she was involved in fighting child trafficking?
Yes, she was.
And then I'm going to make another connection, and then I hear the name Weinstein mentioned. That set my back hairs off instantly. You know, that name pops up a lot in the halls of oppression. Even have a Weinstein as the head admin of MeWe. When I dove into, I wanted to see who owned MeWe when everybody was talking about jumping over there because of the censorship on Facebook. And I was like, it's monitored by a Weinstein. I don't trust it.
Oh, I've been kicked off MeWe several times.
So as soon as I heard that name, I was like, Something more is going on here. But then they insinuated that the AI itself could have set up the situation, seeing her as a threat to its own program or its own existence, if you will, and evolution into the human melding together of the two of technology with the flesh, if you will. The whole thing is just, it's a very sad situation. I feel for the parents. I don't want to sound insensitive if I question things, but I'm going to question things. You know, good. I find it hard to believe that in a small neighborhood, people walked by a car for 3 days and never glanced in the back seat. You always will turn your head and look in a car, won't you? It's just a habit, especially if it's in a neighborhood and you're not used to seeing the vehicle. And like you said, yeah, sleeping in a car on the street, regardless of color, it's pretty much not allowed. You're only allowed a few hours in a rest area on the side of a highway, let alone on a residential street, where a lot of ordinances have made it illegal for people to live in their cars, since so many people had to do that after the contrived financial crisis. So there's a lot of questions that have been left in the air. And at the end of the day, a CEO is important, seems to have been fallen through the cracks of justice when it came time to find her within a certain amount of time, saying it was willful missingness, if you will, you know, because she was of age. And she was also, didn't it say she was on her, she had an award to accept that week for
yes,
for doing really well with what she does. So she would have been on an emotional high, not an emotional low that would lead you to kill yourself. And they didn't pick up no drugs or no self-harm in an autopsy. It had to have been another reason.
Well, we have, again, someone extremely, extremely important go missing. For there not to be effort put into the search, I mean, that lets you know the police were tipped off. You know, don't go looking for this person. By somebody who would have the clearance to boss them around. Okay? Someone that can give that order. Matter of national security. No, don't go looking for her. We'll look for her. Just stay out of it.
Yeah, and I smell 4 rats. Rat number 1, that there was not the event data recorder, the black box on the vehicle, because they've all been equipped with them since about 2004 on the Ford, a little bit later on the Toyotas. Number 2, I don't know if you men have ever been there, but that's like where NASA is. There's these enormous satellite dishes. Almost the size of, like, almost a nuclear plant shield or size. Number 3, trying to think if that's Alameda County, because I spent a lot of time down there studying, going to school, to college there for years. And then number four is it's all completely rotten because they're able, meaning the detectives, are able to gain access almost instantaneously upon the presentation of the warrant to the tech company for that particular device. And so, yeah, somebody's in real, you know, and it probably wasn't just one bad apple. But nothing's right in this picture, and I would definitely read the entire medical examiner's report and study up on that for a few days and then give my professional and personal opinion on that. There's a lot of other things to look at, too. Lung tissue, all of the organ tissues, not just the blood. You know, they have to search. And I don't mean to be morbid, but it's just my, you know, it's my interest that they would have to look at the bladder, what it contained. You know, they'd have to do a lot of work. It takes 4 to 6 weeks to do a proper medical exam. And there's no way to camp in your car on the peninsula anywhere. I mean, if you want to camp in your car or truck for even one night, you got to go all the way past to the wrong side of the tracks near this place that was called Mei Ling's. Because I had to do that like once and stuff. And yeah, nowhere, not even in the East Bay. They're coming to get you. Like, what are you doing here? And this was B.C. before cell phones were widely, you know, available.
Mm-hmm. Excellent points. Excellent points. Yeah, right on the money. Yes. looking at this chemical concoction, yeah, there are ways to find even the untraceable poisons because they give symptoms and parts of the other organs, as you stated, Dr. Kelly. You're absolutely right on the money. But, of course, they didn't do that. I'm pretty sure they tried to make this open and shut case as quickly as humanly possible. But, yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is Black Ops. This is the world of the shadow government. This is the stuff that you don't see because it doesn't enter in your realm of existence, especially as you're busy with the rat race, you know, working dead-end jobs, paying those taxes, just so you can get home and flop on the couch in front of the TV and do it all over again. Because, you know, the cattle and the beast of burden, they have to graze and work. This is the real world, people. This is what it really is. And when you have these mysterious circumstances, you better be damn sure there's more to it than what you're hearing. Okay?
So I imagine the contract for this type of technology with the government and other agencies would be worth in the future into the trillions of dollars. So it's not like there's not a motive out there to take out your competition.
Big motive. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back, guys.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Show once again. I'm your host V, and we're back from break. So I know my co-host is just chomping at the bits here. You have something you want to add?
Yeah, I did a quick look, and since I'm wondering what has happened to the company since then. You know, did Weinstein inherit it? Did he sell it to and who to or anything like that? So I did a quick search, and I came up with an information that's contradicting the video. They say that she was found in the back seat. I'm seeing information that says she was found dead in the trunk of her rental car. Now, how do you die in the back seat and suddenly end up in the trunk of your rental car? I just popped a link into the chat box showing this information. So I'm seeing contradictions in the story.
Good point.
Just a quick dig into it. I wish I had my computer. I would be diving hard.
Well, either way, by day five, you start thinking. Be hard to miss, I think. And I want to go back to something you said about MeWe. Yeah, I've been kicked off MeWe several times. Free speech, my ass. Okay?
Yeah, exactly. They censored.
Yeah, and so there seems to be a Weinstein cult. Is there a conspiracy there?
Like, there's only one? Are you? There's probably dozens of his, like, minions and, you know, people that are damaged from the targeting and the AI. And, yeah, it's out there to kill you. We were told, you know, we were told in, what was that, 2010, A Space Odyssey, you know, it kind of like fell down the memory hole. You know, it's okay, Rob. Come into the light. Fly into the light. It's okay.
I'm scared, Hal.
I'm here to help you, and I'm not with the government. I'm with China, and I'm here to harvest your organs, especially if they're, you know, delicious Muslim organs or delicious Christian organs. And
all the vegan organs, you know, nice toxin-free vegan organs. Only the glyphosate from the veg they eat in their bodies.
Yeah, and the woman's brain is cheaper. Why? Well, because it was actually used. Just kidding.
I thought it's cheaper because it's all over the place. I couldn't resist.
All right, well, yeah. Fender benders there. All right.
Yeah, we went there, folks. It is so very dodgy, everything surrounding her situation. A high-profile CEO would have a serious investigation into them. You know, a high-profile person, when they die, they look for every possible thing. They find a grain of sand under the fingernail that was somewhere else. They would identify where that spot was.
And you don't,
this type of work has not been done.
Yeah, you don't tool around without executive protection or, like, your buddy or your study buddy or your college buddy. You know,
an executive assistant. It's just, the whole thing stinks.
Well, I want to go ahead and play another snippet from this clip. Oh, which I should give credit to videos from Blame It On Jorge. So if you guys want to find him on YouTube, go ahead. But yeah, let's play that next clip.
In February of 2020, a cause of death was finally identified for Erin Valenti. According to the autopsy reports, her death was due to natural causes following an acute manic episode, though it didn't specify what exactly killed her. Although Erin's husband claimed that she had no previous mental or drug-related issues, Erin did have a thyroid condition that was later treated with medication. According to Business Insider, it's possible that she could have died due to this previous condition that she thought was already taken care of. But the blood samples taken were, quote, not satisfactory for an analysis. Furthermore, an investigation into some of Erin's last electronic communications showed symptoms of a manic episode, according to the San Jose Medical Examiner's Office. They eventually concluded that her death was due to an undiagnosed psychiatric disorder, bipolar disorder. Bipolar disorder is defined as an illness in which one experiences periods of extremely high moods and extremely low moods. You can think of these two periods as opposite ends of a pole, hence the name bipolar disorder. According to Dr. Po Wing, a psychiatrist from Stanford University who specializes in bipolar disorder, the condition is frequently undiagnosed, and what often follows after is a period of depression and irritability, where suicide attempts are common. In Erin's case, she could have experienced her manic episode sometime after visiting her friends in Silicon Valley. This causes her to call her parents and frantically talk about life being a thought experiment or the Matrix. her company was interested in that kind of technology after all. Following that conversation, she rushes to the airport, experiences a wave of depression, parks her vehicle in a San Jose neighborhood, and dies shortly thereafter. Even so, if Erin had committed suicide, the method by which she did so is still unclear. However, it's not entirely unlikely. A study conducted at the University of California, San Francisco surveyed 242 entrepreneurs and found that 49% of them reported having at least one mental health condition. When compared to a small sample of 93 non-entrepreneurs, they were noticeably more likely to report having some type of mental health condition. The entrepreneurs were then asked to specify on their condition. 30% reported having depression, 29% reported having ADHD, 12% reported having substance abuse, 11% were reported having bipolar disorder, and 27% reported having anxiety. In comparison, 7% of the U.S. population have identified themselves as depressed, according to the National Institute of Mental Health.
Now, there was a part where it said Dr. Po Wang said she had, that's his name. Dr. Po Wang said that she had bipolar disorder.
Come on. They're busted.
Okay. Po Wang said that she had depression. Now, her husband, which was a psychologist, says she had no mental issues, no drug abuse problems.
Eyewitness, boom, done. Fact. Next.
how easy. And I've already been through this stuff, guys. I went undercover myself to a mental institution, and I did my studying, okay? I did my investigation, and yes, part of the some of the people that were in there were people who were in trouble with the law, okay, or had some issues with the government and were trying to fight the government with lawsuits or something like that, were in there to be silenced. Other people that were in there were people whom were put in there by their families because of some family issues having to do with inheritance. There's a lot of geopolitical, socio-political reasons why people were in mental institutions. And the one that I was in, I would say about 10% of them were actually nuts. You know, coloring the walls with crayons. And the other people had political and legal issues.
Well, let's just go
Okay, go ahead.
There's a few excuses the government likes to do to take away our credibility. One of the biggest ones is to say we're crazy, we're mental cases for questioning the system that's systematically making us question it, you know, to do questionable things. And to say somebody just is bipolar or something makes them sound like they're all over the shop. But I would more conjure up an image of a person who's bipolar, not killing themselves, but killing some people around them, you know, when they go through some manic episodes like this. So I don't believe it. And especially if she's never been on medication before, how can you diagnose somebody with bipolar disorder that never had the previous symptoms for it? You know, because she said some questionable statements about our reality and how it works, does it make her crazy when the same type of theories are suggested by physicists? And they're not called crazy for suggesting that that's our reality. Like we're just data information on the edge of a black hole, as some people have, you know, sometimes suggested. Is data is energy. Yeah, Beat Destroyer created.
I apologize. One of the buildups of the exposure to the RF, EMF, microwave, all of the dirty electricity and high voltage transient increases the level of copper toxicity and burden on the body. And that is directly correlated with manic depressive, as opposed to it's a zinc and copper. When they're in balance, everything is well in the kingdom. But when you get the exposure, it increases your copper toxicity. But still, they're, that guy's fired that did the video, and Rob nailed it on the fact-checking. And again, he sounds like a Chinese operative. It's just weird. I can just hear it in his voice. You know, okay, not Jap. Okay, go ahead.
Well,
sorry.
My point was, is that, because when I was in there, again, they would not let me out without giving me a diagnosis, which obviously was wrong, okay? You don't go in and come out of one of these institutions without a diagnosis, where they slap you with some drugs and put something on your record.
Yeah, until you tell them that you hated your father and were in love with your mother secretly, you know, they won't let you out.
How long were you in there?
It does not. Listen, it does. I was in there for 3 weeks, okay? There's no problems with me. Every activity, sure, I was there. Hey, that's great. It's fine. You know, whatever. Staff loved me. The staff was just always sitting there talking with me. Or I was up at the staff's desk, you know, having a good time talking. And like I said, I saved one of the female patients there from being raped. I was like a hero. Everybody like loved me. And, you know, staff, you know, people will rotate, come in, you know. Hey, it's just cool, too. Why are you here? You know, repeatedly
Nurse asked. Nurse Ratched is coming to mind.
Yeah, I was repeatedly asked, why are you here? But, it, you know, talking to the doctor, even though I'm saying, no, nothing's wrong. No, I don't have any symptoms. No. Said no to all of his questions. It didn't matter. Delusional, you know, gave me a diagnosis a mile long before he could let me out the front door. It didn't matter. So the industry, as far as mental health is concerned, you have, in this situation, you have a psychologist, okay, who says his wife had no problems, okay? She's the healthier one of the CEOs out of the batch. But you have to have this narrative of being discredited, you know, the system has to discredit you. And in this instance, they go as far as saying a bipolar disorder killed her. No signs of suicide, no drugs, no knives, no guns, no physical sign of a suicide, but oh, her mental illness killed her.
How about the
that's
life
the official
insurance
story?
Yeah. How about the life policy?
I don't know. I assume everything is normal there. Everything seems normal with their family. But it's this conference that she went to and found out that she was in the Matrix. Found out that everybody is hooked up to the Matrix.
And she took she took too big of a red pill all at once and checked out.
Pretty much.
And there's a lot of money involved in such technology for the future. Even, you know, she would be competing with Musk, wouldn't she? Because he's all into that, make us into the non-humans.
Oh, yeah, Elon Musk sold out, by the way.
Oh, you know, when you're really high on drugs, you know, some things sound like really good ideas, don't they? You don't think through the
what
possibly go wrong.
Well, he's broke. SpaceX broke him. He's broke. Didn't have any money. So, yeah, he's sold up.
And he's got that name, though. It's like they prop Bill Gates up because he's supposedly, if you made a lot of money in your life, it makes you smart. You know, it doesn't, people don't see it as it makes you ruthless and have little morals. You know, the real wealth that counts is how humane we can be. And a lot of these CEOs and stuff, they have really wacky ideas without taking into account everybody's oneness. You know, that they just want this dream of their own to be the reality, like a mad scientist. Excuse me.
Okay, so to put everything into perspective, you have the shadow government, and then you have the major corporations of the world that basically are into doing the same thing. You have your phone companies, which are mock intelligence agencies.
Absolutely.
All the communications, yeah. And you have, you got Bill Gates trying to commit genocide and control the world here. Come on. This evil a-hole. And then on the other side of it, you have a CEO who said, no, I don't want to be a part of the program. Boom, she's dead. So what does that tell you? People who are in the game, successful CEOs today, are a part of this, especially in this technological sector. I have had many TIs tell me their stories. Oh, I worked for this firm. I worked for this company. And, you know, I found this out and I became targeted. Or I quit my job because I didn't like where I was going, and I know this, I know that, and I became targeted. People, the Matrix is real, okay? It's time, it's better to wake up as a non-target to this fact than to be targeted and not know what the hell's going on and be killed. Or to be driven to your own suicide. So much better. It's overwhelming to know. And, you know, when people say Illuminati, well, I call them Illumitards, but it's real. It's absolutely real. And at the top of this excrement pile, you got the weapons contractors, the so-called defense contractors, which hold their conglomerate corporation status with the NSA. Okay? This is the Matrix. This is the Mind Network. Mm. It is very, very relevant to you. I know some of you are probably thinking, well, how does that affect me? Well, you're about to be a puppet on strings here very soon. If not you, your children will be. So it's time to wake up. It's time to take the red pill. Okay? It's time to do something about it. It's time to get off your asses and do something about it.
They're stealing our childhood. How dare they?
Yeah. You know, I can't. Listen, if you guys have any mysteries out there that you want me to pluck apart, I'll do it. Just call into the show, email me. TheTruthPharmacy@gmail.com. because I'm going to tell you guys, it's really not that hard to figure this stuff out. I mean, I'm a mentalist. I'm one of the world's greatest detectives here. This is what it is, okay? These people don't have any secrets. These people leave their stink, their wretched stench of corruption all over everything they touch. And I want to teach you guys how to recognize it when you see it, when it comes into your purview. Very important.
You definitely have to think like our oppressors do to see what goes on around us, the games. It's not pleasant to think like our oppressors do either. It's a very cold and callous point of view and perspective on the planet. Selfish.
Well, it is said to think like a psychopath is to become a psychopath. And I know I've been down that path. I've been down that pathway, especially in my pursuit of justice on these people. I'm going to tell you.
What we cover in psychopathy go hand in hand.
Guys, we're going to move on to the after show here after this commercial break. If you want to call in and talk to us about any of the stuff, or you have your own subject matter, any questions, any comments, please call us at 800-313-9443. Once again, that phone number is 800-313-9443. And we'll administer a double dosage of the red pill for those of you who need it.
Those that can't swallow the pill, it's now available in a suppository.
Indeed.
I couldn't resist.
Chewables for the little ones. All right. Well, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Big love, people.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.